Hi guys, Nina Raspberry here. Did you miss me? Now I feel I will start every single time I will start the new episode, I will ask about that. It's funny. No, I don't expect that, of course. And today I am recording spontaneously. I'm just walking. I did goodbyes. I was in the shop and I am happy with what I bought. Exactly what I wanted at the time. But maybe I will not reveal where what did I buy, what I bought, I should say. Anyway, I hope you're doing good. Weather is amazing today, we call it here in Poland. Golden Polish autumn, which means it's incredibly sunny, beautiful sky, beautiful autumny colors, like, you know, this blend, this mixture of reddish, yellowish, greenish, brownish colors. So autumn leaves. By the way, do you know the song? Autumn leaves. I love it. I am not sure who wrote this song and who was the first performer of it. I really like the version of Chet Baker, a jazzy guy, and I really like the version of Eva Cassidy. It's pretty heartbroken, extremely romantic, I would say hopeless romantic. But well, I consider myself as a romantic person at heart, so it resonates with me, with my soul, heart and body, and all those stuff. Yeah, it's so nice because now the sunlight is just stroking my cheeks. It's amazing feeling. I really like that. I appreciate that. Makes me happy. You know, those moments when someone is unexpectedly stroking your cheeks, and it's so cute feeling and heartwarming, all those things. Anyway, I was thinking about colors, about the music, and I am wondering if you have the same, because the season is changing and my mood is changing. For example, I think I mentioned that before, but I will say it again. If it comes to autumn, I just like to listen during this season jazzy music, jazz, rock. I listen to rock all year. What did I want to say? Okay, anyway, I like rock like for every season, but jazz is especially suitable for this kind of weather, I would say. So those days I am just listening to it, afternoons, evenings especially. You can just slow down after work, calm a bit, and wind up, I think. And it reminds me of those, you know what is essential for autumn, right? Warm feet, hot cup, a mug full of hot, delicious tea. Probably a cat can be useful with very soft fur, like my cats have, especially Proxy. Which is funny because Proxy is almost all white, and his fur is amazingly soft, extremely soft. On the other hand, Cebulka, his sister, her fur is, she has a bit of white and a bit of black fur, and those parts of her body with black fur are not that soft like those with white fur, which is funny. Genetic, magic, all those stuff. Yeah, I need to apologize for those conditions. You can hear a lot of noise because I am walking alongside very crowded street. My bad, sorry about that. I will try to be better host of the podcast. And yeah, I wanted to ask about your preferences. What colors do you like during certain seasons, especially now, autumn? I think an autumn, because I am talking just in general about the season, right? Yes, so I am wondering, do you prefer more vibrant color to wear, for example, or in your makeup, if you do makeup, or do you like to surround yourself in those autumny colors? Because I like those vivid. I don't know if vivid is the best adjective to use, but usually those deeper colors like yellow curry, right? You know curry? I think I can say yellow curry, which is like very intensive but not that bright but deep color. I love it. Also the color of the red wine, right? And those tones with violet in it, with a dusty rose, dusty pink colors. Anyway, all dusty colors, like bit washed out. I love them. They're just suitable for my kind of beauty, and I feel great in them. Like for example, comparing to neons, men and women. In neons, I don't look. It's like I am disappearing when I'm wearing them, because those colors are, they make my complexion and me look so poor, like I don't exist anymore. But on the other hand, they can look amazing, those bright colors, on people with dark black, brown complexion. So it all depends. Okay, more cars is approaching, so it's time to say goodbye. My plan for now is just go home, order Indian food, have a cup of delicious tea after, and learn. I have a lot of things to learn about. That makes me happy because I like to learn. And well, seems like I will have extremely pleasant afternoon, and I wish the same for you. Take care. Bye.